I want to thank you guys, first off, for all coming out to support the Ed McCaskey Scholarship Fund. This is a great cause and a great man. I think I'm one of the few guys in the locker room that got to be in his presence and experience his great light. I want to give a couple stories about him real quick. That he would come into Hallis Hall and would do his work upstairs, and when he would be done with his work, or in the middle, it would be more of the middle of the day during our practice time, he would come down to the training room and get treatment. And during that time, he'd always have this big smile on his face, and everybody would want to come over and hang out with him while he's laying on the training table and getting some things done to him. And the things I remember about him most, just his big smile, the big stories, telling stories about the old players, the old teams, the old wins and losses. But the biggest thing I think I remember, being a specialist, we didn't have to go back to meetings. All the rest of the team had to go back to meetings, you know, offensive line meetings, defensive line meetings, all that stuff. Well, me and the kicker and the punter could just kind of roam the building. But when everybody would leave, he would get his little cat nap in. So he would do all his work upstairs, come down and get a good 15-minute nap in, then go back upstairs and finish his work. But it's quite an honor to be able to put this award that I won, the Ed Block Courage Award, with his name. Very humbled to be here winning this award. Anytime a teammate can vote an award for you, I think this is the only award in the NFL that is voted on by just strictly teammates. And I know in our locker room and throughout the NFL that means so much to you. I think when you play sports, you play for two reasons. You play for the love of the game, and then you play for your teammates. And anytime your teammates who you play for vote you any award, it means that much to you. And this one definitely does. We had a great time down in Baltimore, I think it was a couple weeks ago, where 32 guys were down there receiving their award, and we went and visited a home just like this. We went to a recreational facility in downtown Baltimore and spent a lot of time with the kids and had a great time at the gala at night. But finally, I just want to take this opportunity. I haven't really had a chance to thank the McCaskeys for my 16 years here. I'm not saying it's over, but I just want to thank you guys very much. 1998, we were drafted, and I'm lucky enough to say I've been here for 16 years. I feel like I'm part of your family. I've got to raise a family here. We call Chicago home, and I think we'll plan on doing that. And I just want to take the opportunity. Sorry, I'm emotional. That's the way I feel about the Bears, and thank you very much. And thank you guys again for coming out.